And welcome into a special edition of the All Ball Podcast. This is Andrew Callahan of the Lebanon Daily News and Game Time PA, alongside colleagues John Buffone and Pat Huggins, ready to break down the LL Girls Tournament. The regular season has finally come to a close, and we are down to an Elite Eight. Fellas, this looks like a pretty balanced bracket to me right off the bat. We'll break down every quarterfinal matchup, which will be coming up Monday at 7 p.m., pick a surprise team, and then a winner down at the very end of the podcast. Before we get to that, your first impressions, just looking at these eight teams and how we've gotten to this point in the season.
You got four great games. I mean, I think you got the right eight teams in here. You got some really interesting matchups, and you got some matchups that you might want to see later on in the bracket, pretty early in the bracket. So there's not going to be, I don't think you're going to see any big blowouts in the first round. It's going to be excitement from the start.
Yeah, I agree with John. I think there's a lot of good first round matchups. I think it's a little bit, although I would lean towards Cedar Crest and Lancaster Catholic as being the two best teams in the tournament, I think it's a little bit wide open. I think there's some potential for some maybe surprise wins in the first round, and just a really, really good bracket. I think it's, again, as John said, I think we've got the eight best teams are in the playoffs, and should be an entertaining one.
That's always what you shoot for. I think we have to start with that Crest team you just alluded to, Pat. Of course, reigning champions from a year ago.
Right.
They're going to lead off with a Cocalco team that made the semifinals last season. You mentioned maybe some surprises here in the first round. Do either of you see the Eagles escaping the cage with a win over the Falcons?
I do not.
That's pretty
good. Against Cocalco, they're a nice team, and they had a good season, as their 17-4 record suggests. But I think Sierra Crest is just going to be a little too much Ariel Jones and Alyssa Alston for Cocalco to handle. So I would expect Sierra Crest to move out of that round.
Yeah, Cocalco has a nice inside game with Emily White, but kind of like what Pat said, there's just too many ways that Crest can beat you here. And as formidable as Cocalco is, I'm not saying this is going to be a 20-point blowout by any stretch of the imagination, but you got to give the edge to Cedar Crest at home in the first round of the LL playoffs. You got to go with the Falcons here.
And before we move on to the next matchup of V-Town against Lancaster Catholic, which will be at Lancaster Catholic on Monday at 7, do you think Ariel Jones or Alyssa Austin poses the biggest matchup problem across the LL, or is there a third candidate? Because I think what Crest does, you know, in addition to being a deep, experienced team, you know, you bring out two of the best players who play very different positions. That poses a two-front war to any team that goes up against them. Which one is the worst one to face?
That's an interesting question. I think as dominating as Alyssa Austin and intimidating as she can be inside, I think Ariel Jones is a tougher matchup.
Okay.
She's just so quick, really hard to stay in front of her if you're a defense. She proved that many times this year. Just a kid who can get to the basket almost as well, and when she's doing that, they're really tough.
Yeah, because even if you double team, she can get around both. So you can stack the inside sometimes, but it's hard to chase people out in the perimeter if they're just quicker than you.
So it looks like Ariel Jones and Alyssa Austin will help Cedar Crest move on to the semifinals, which would be on Wednesday the 10th. Who would they see looking at E-Town coming in at 12-9 at Lancaster Catholic, as you mentioned? 20-1 are the Crusaders this season with that patented press. John, I know you've seen them a lot this year.
Yeah, and I've seen both of these teams. I've seen Lancaster Catholic and Elizabethtown both in action. I got to give a clear edge to Lancaster Catholic here, just because of the way that they are able to turn over teams. They force turnovers at will with that press, and not to mention they're very good offensively in transition as well. They got a great inside game with Caroline Scarf. They got Kiki Jefferson, the phenomenal freshman,
right,
who can do it all. She can play inside, outside. She can block shots. She's going to be a phenomenal player down the road. She already is as a freshman. Mm-hmm. So with the style of ball they play, with constant pressure from start to finish, E-Town have to play an absolute perfect game to be in it towards the end. And I just don't see how that would happen. I got to give a clear edge to Lancaster Catholic here.
Yeah, definitely agreed there. I only saw Lancaster Catholic once, but pretty sure they have way too much firepower for Elizabethtown. And as John said, Scarf and Jefferson are going to be just too tough a matchup for E-Town. So I see Catholic moving on there without very, very much trouble.
So we're all in agreement. We should see a Cedar Crest Lancaster Catholic semifinal on Wednesday. And I think, in addition to the firepower you alluded to for the Crusaders, Pat, I think E-Town being the second place team in Section 2 with just 12-9 speaks to the relative down year that they've had in Section 2.
Yeah.
And part of that was just Lebanon, you know, having some injuries and a real surprise down year.
Right, but yeah, I think, and nothing against Section 2, but I think it's clearly the weakest section of the four this year. And, you know, that, again, that's going to, that's asking a lot of Elizabethtown to
right.
do anything with Lancaster Catholic in that game.
And that leads us into our third semifinal, which we'll see the champion of Section 2. Effort are coming in at 13-9, will host 15-5 Lebanon Catholic, which would be a section champion in most had it not come into second to Lancaster Catholic. This one on the road, the Mounts will be at home. You know, this is certainly going to be closer, I think, than the first two matchups we anticipated. Which way are we leaning?
Oh, go ahead, Pat.
No, go ahead.
I was going to lead towards the Mounts on this one. They're kind of my surprise team. Their last game with Elizabethtown was basically a Section 2 championship game, mm-hmm. and they knew it was at stake because the loser was most likely going to have to face Lancaster Catholic in the LL playoffs in the first round. So you kind of want to avoid that, not to mention you want to get that Section crown as well. They, towards the end of the season, started playing a much more pressurized defense, and they started clicking a little bit better. And just as I followed the team a little bit more, it just seems like they started to gel a little bit more as the season progressed. So I like that they're starting to peak a little bit. I want to say they're playing their best basketball right now.
Yeah, I think I don't want to discount Effort there because I think they're a pretty good team, a little bit under the radar. But I'm going to lean toward Lebanon Catholic in that one. I think they've been playing really good ball lately. They have a As some people may remember, they have a quality win over Mannheim Township back in around the holidays at the Lebanon tournament. They were pretty much around 500 the first six games or so, and have really been hot since. And you know, it's a young athletic team that's starting to come around. So I think that's the most interesting first round game. Lebanon Catholic and Effort. I'll lean very slightly toward Lebanon Catholic there.
That's surprising too, because I think on its face, the next matchup with Mannheim Township at Northern Lebanon, the Vikings have to be the biggest surprise of the LL this season.
Absolutely.
You knew they were going to be good, but with just the little depth that they've had, they've managed to run to 21-1 on the season. The only loss down at Lancaster Catholic back around the midway point. But they're going to host that Township team you just alluded to. Had a loss earlier this season against Lebanon Catholic, but really was right there with Cedar Crest and gave them fits and indeed a loss earlier this year.
Yep.
This game's in Fredericksburg. Do you think that's enough of an edge unto itself to push the Vikings into the semifinals?
It may be. That's going to be that's as interesting a matchup as Lebanon Catholic and Effort. Northern Lebanon really has a nice atmosphere in their gym right now, a good student section, I think, which always helps, and a lot of excitement around that program. That being said, I think Mannheim Township is a tough matchup for them. Definitely more size in Mannheim Township, and you know, having played in those Section 1 teams, they're certainly be prepared for Northern Lebanon, but I really like what Northern Lebanon's done this year, and it's kind of hard for me to pick against them, so I'll lean that way a little bit, but Mannheim Township will definitely be a handful for them.
So we see an all Lebanon County semifinal here with Lebanon Catholic and Northern Lebanon.
Little homer prediction there.
It's almost like you've been covering those two teams all year or something.
I may have seen too much of them, yeah. But yeah, you know, it could go either way, but I think those are the two best matchups at the bottom of the bracket there in the first round.
Well, as hard as it is for you to pick against Northern Lebanon, I'll do it for you, Pat. I'm going to take Mannheim Township. And it's just because of the mixture of youthful talent they have and some of the people and some of the girls that came back that have some experience. Coach Sean Burkhardt has done a great job this year as finding the talent that he has. Last year was kind of a rebuilding year because he lost everyone from that great team 2 years ago. He was able to set the things in motion to get a team back this year that was going to be really formidable. And I think that they're actually ahead of schedule and they're doing really well. They started playing with a little bit of swagger down the stretch. Had some good quality wins. I like Township in this one. I'm not going to say they're going to roll through Northern Lebanon because they have to go on the road. But if I'm going to give an edge, I'll give it to Township.
Oh yeah, they could definitely win that. I think Township's a nice team. I really do. So that wouldn't be a surprise to me at all if they won that.
Rare though that if they were to make it all the way to the championship game, it would not be in their home gym. As we know, this year things have changed up. It'll either be at Warwick or Anvil Cleona on Friday the 12th. And we talked about earlier, you know, going through the first round matchups, you've each declared a winner. Which of those four winners you picked, and John, you hit upon Effort, it sounded like might be your surprise team, could be there at Warwick or Anvil. That would be the biggest surprise. Which one do you think could make it?
That would be my surprise, just because I think the top part of the bracket is a little more predictable.
Okay.
I would say the Effort on the bottom part of the bracket, they get through Lebanon Catholic and then either get through Township or Northern Lebanon. It wouldn't surprise me just because of the way they've been playing recently and just the way that this is a team that whenever there was the blizzard and everything was shut down, this is a team that was going out of their way to meet each other at the rec center in Effort and practice while school was closed because they've been that committed to making a run in the playoffs. So I just think that they're in the right state of mind and they're starting to click a little bit more.
Pat, how about a surprise team?
Surprise team would maybe be, and again, I'm kind of on their bandwagon, their 21-1, but I think Northern Lebanon would be a surprise team to come out of that bottom a little bit. I think you're definitely going to have Cedar Crest and Lancaster Catholic at the top. It's a little more jumbled at the bottom, but, you know, league championship is not a place Northern Lebanon has been that I'm aware of, so that would surprise a lot of people, I think, if they were to get past Township. But if they do to get past Township, I think they can get past the winner of Catholic and Ephrata. So.
I was going to say, I think that might be the biggest piece of that, is that they get their toughest test early at home against Township.
Yeah.
And then, you know, not that Lebanon Catholic or at Ephrata, a neutral site game would be any sort of gimme.
Yeah,
you're in the playoffs. But that might be an easier slate than it would be topping Township at home.
Yeah, I think Northern Lebanon could very well be out in the first round, or they could be in the final. You know, I think it's a little bit interesting that way, so...
So now, surprises aside, you've got to pick one of the eight. Who is raising the 2015-2016 LL Girls Basketball Championship Trophy?
Well, I'm gonna obviously take someone from the top part of the bracket. It's either going to be, I think the consensus will be to, you know, either be Cedar Crest or Lancaster Catholic. I'm going to take the Section 4 team here. I'm going to take Lancaster Catholic. I just love the way, and perhaps it's just the way, I really like the way they play. I like the constant pressure. 24/7 in your face. They're going to try to make you turn the ball over every possession. They want to limit your offensive possessions, maximize their offensive possessions, and they just have the athletes to do it too. Because we talk about the inside game with Scarpa and Jefferson on the outside, but as a team, they press and they know the system, and they've been doing. I mean, even at before Charlie Detz got here, this is a pressing team. This is a team that has been known for its press forever.
It's just a different
look for an opponent that's not you maybe used to it, and I don't know if Cedar Crest is used to it. I'm not sure if there's going to be time if they can get acclimated to it in time. But I just like the way that it's kind of like a fun and gun kind of a way to score, and they do it so well too.
Yeah, I think that's obviously kind of your championship game in the semifinals. Nothing against the rest of the teams, Cedar Crest and Catholic. I think the winner of that's gonna go all the way. I'm gonna go with the defending champs. I think they can do it. Ariel Jones against Lancaster Catholic's press in the semifinals will be very, very interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it takes more than one person to beat a press, but she's the key to that. And I think she can get them through that round and take them all away. So.
It'd be interesting, too, because in the few girls' games that I was able to witness is Lancaster Catholic visiting Lebanon Catholic. And Lebanon Catholic was able to solve that press that we've just kept talking about here on the podcast. But the problem was they couldn't rebound. And I think that's the part. You mentioned Kiki Jefferson. It's a young team, but they're very talented. And they're able to get up on the boards where that advantage might not be there against Crest, of course, with Alyssa Austin dominating the paint as she has this season. But if she's there and then Ariel Jones is able to break that press, they might just solve every advantage that Lancaster Catholic has carrying in.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's going to be tough because they're going to bring that for 32 minutes in that semifinal game where, again, we're projecting both of them to meet.
And Cedar Crest has a good bit of depth, too. I mean, Lancaster Catholic does certainly that, and I saw them against Northern Lebanon. I saw that up close, and that's legit. But Cedar Crest has a little more depth. We talk a lot about Alston and Jones with good reason.
Yeah.
But they run 8 or 9 kids in and out of the game, and I think they can survive that a little bit. Depth-wise, anyway, as far as fatigue.
And you can say that if Crest does this and Crest Chassette does that, and they might have the ability to do that. I just think whenever you're a pressing team, even if you are down 8, 9, 10, even in the double-digit points, that gives you an opportunity to come back. So if Crest has a double-digit lead in the third quarter, that press, if you get turned over a couple times in a minute, all of a sudden it's a 4-point game. All of a sudden it's a 2-point game. So I just think that you always have that puncher's chance whenever you run the press.
Well, we are pressed for time officially here on the LL All Ball Podcast. We break down the LL Girls Basketball Tournament. I think we are all in agreement that we have the 8 best teams slotted here. And we've got some dissent among the ranks from there. We've got one Lancaster Catholic pick and one Cedar Crest pick to take it all. But I think, you know, going back to we're all in agreement, it should be a great tournament. And this will officially get underway Monday. All quarterfinals games set to set at 7 p.m. at their respective home site, Cedar Crest, Lancaster Catholic, Ephrata, Northern Lebanon. And it will be a neutral site contest from there on out. So for John Buffone, Game Time PA, Pat Huggins of the Lebanon Daily News and Game Time PA, this is Andrew Callahan signing off. And enjoy LL Hoops postseason.